Well, Marama residents angry at not getting timely medical care are holding a public meeting tomorrow. The nearest ambulance is 30 kilometres away, but the town in South Canterbury, Canterbury's Mackenzie Basin, has a group of trained volunteer first responders and an agreement with St John that they'll be dispatched when they are needed. Residents say these volunteers too often aren't called out when they should be. Tess Brunton has more.
The closest centre to Omarama with an ambulance service is Twizel, which is about a 25-minute drive away. St John has trained Omarama's Fire and Emergency First Response Unit and is expected to dispatch the unit to medical events. But Boots and Jandals hotel owner-operator Bruce Dyson says the hotel has made 3 medical calls in the past 10 months where the unit was not sent out. One of those times, a bar manager waited more than an hour for an ambulance after someone fell over outside a nearby hotel. Bruce Dyson says the first response unit can get there a lot quicker.
In town, you're talking 3 to 5 minutes. And outside the rural areas, you know, depends how far they have to travel. So it's reassurance for the people, could be on the end of the phone or family's distress member. It's reassurance for them and it's a reassurance for the patient.
Craig Dawson from the Omarama First Response Trust says the unit was set up to give patients the right support while they waited for an ambulance. He says timely medical care and being able to triage someone in person instead of over the phone can make a big difference.
I think that if you live in a community and you have willing people who are highly trained with good equipment, why not use them? It doesn't cost St John's anything for us to attend. We don't send them a bill or anything like that. We simply just go out and do the job.
He wants the first response unit to be called to all medical events and accidents. Fire and Emergencies Otago District Manager Phil Marsh says the issue is on his radar. But he says it's St John's responsibility to assess each call and decide whether to dispatch the first response unit. The local fire brigade received 41 medical calls in the year to the 31st of July. Phil Marsh says the agreement with St John has guidelines that dictate when the unit can be dispatched.
For all incidents classified as purple or red, so that's cardiac or respiratory arrest or serious major life-threatening incidents, where we can arrive ahead of an ambulance resource. And for orange incidents or orange one incidents, where the first responder skill set may make a positive difference to patient outcome.
St John says the first response unit is and will continue to be sent out to all relevant medical incidents. But rural Otago area operations manager David Milne says there are times when St John will actively not request the unit. This may be if the patient asks them not to, or if a health professional says the unit is not needed. The community meeting will be held tomorrow morning, with St John and Fire and Emergency both confirming they will attend.